You're a great Brawl Stars player. How do I know? Because you clicked on this video, showing your desire to improve. Whether you are on the cusp of Masters or just starting your rank journey, you will find this guide extremely helpful. If you've previously watched a rank guide before, you may have noticed a couple flaws. Maybe the person sharing their tips isn't qualified to do so. Or maybe the tip is so minuscule that it doesn't affect your gameplay at all. Or maybe their tips simply just lack substance. Let me give you an example. Common tips YouTubers mention is that to get Masters, they tell you that you need to draft better or you need teammates, but they never tell you how. In this video, I'll show you three in-depth methods that semi-pro players use and teach you how to utilize them, all without improving your in-game skill. Be sure to stay till the end, as these tips will get more and more useful as the video progresses. Recognize this guy? That's Perry, aka Boxing Your Mom on Twitch, who currently holds the world record for the highest win streak in Brawl Stars. He writes brawler guides for a website, but the website doesn't only share brawler guides. It also uses AI to help players draft. Here's Perry giving a brief explanation of the website.
Our League Prodigy, and it's basically a website to help people draft. You draft for a certain map, and it tells you the best picks by statistics.
Now, let me show you how to utilize this website in your ranked games. The website name is PowerLeagueProdigy.com. where I'll leave the link in the description. Once you get onto the website, enter your player attack with the drafting tool to customize the picks based on your max brawlers. Be sure to adjust the power level filter. I'm on 11+, which means it will only suggest brawlers who I have at power level 11. Let me enter a game at Legendary 2 so you can follow along. Since the map for this game is Ring of Fire, type it onto the website. Press the turn button or use the shortcut S to pick the team that drafts first. Now, as the brawlers are being banned from your teammates and your opponents, put the bans into the website by either searching them up and right-clicking, or right-clicking straight from the sidebar. Just like this. As your opponents and teammates start to pick, press the brawlers they are picking in their respective draft order. When it is your turn, pick one of the suggested brawlers, as they give an explanation on why that brawler is the best given the drafting circumstances. Since all of my opponents have low DPS, I decided to go Frank to hard counter the whole comp. Here's a quick montage of how that went. Here's the second super duper helpful tip. Never pick Power 9 brawlers. Just kidding. I'll stray away from the obvious. Instead, I'll be showing you two methods that will guide you to decide which brawlers you should level up. And there's no better way to know the meta than to check out fellow Carl Main and Supercell super creator Ash Brawl, as he posts the monthly meta on his Instagram page. Every month, he posts a new update of the best brawlers for the current meta, accounting for the most recent balance changes. However, if you want advice on who to max on a more personal level, we need to revisit the website Power League Prodigy. Founder of the website, Hunter X, realized that there was lack of online resources to help players improve. Deciding enough was enough, he created a multi-purpose ranked site to assist you with all of your ranked needs. What an absolute bloody legend. Anyways, let me introduce you to the Power League Prodigy path. By inserting your player ID and going to the power up path, just like so, it will tell you what archetypes you should upgrade and the best possible brawlers for the archetype. To round out my account, it suggests to me that a sniper would be the best archetype to upgrade, where Gus would be the best sniper to help me cover my weaknesses in my max brawler arsenal. If you don't know which brawlers to unlock in the first place, the unlock path has your back. With the same format, it suggests you brawlers to prioritize unlocking first to fill in any gaps in your max brawler arsenal. Now, let's talk about the hands-down most important method to win more ranked games without improving skill. This method is to consistently push with solid teammates. YouTubers often say, oh, you need decent teammates to avoid bad randoms, but they never really show you how. Getting good teammates is synonymous with building a strong friend list, so I'll rapid fire 8 effective ways to build up your friend list so that you don't play ranked with randoms every single time and end up tilting. 1. Add them from your friends. Utilize the friend list you already have and send friend requests to people your friends are playing with. 2. Use the search for a player feature to make a team and add people who join, and leave the team once they assess so you can add more people. 3. You suggested friends. This is a strategy that is largely overlooked and isn't utilized enough. 4. Use the battle log, especially in ranked, add teammates who play well, and have good stats. 5.
If you're not in a club, join a club.
Join one where your teammates are similar to you in skill level. Be sure to play with them and add them afterwards. 6. Use my server. There's a teammate ping you can use to easily find teammates at any time of the day. My Discord link will be in the description. 7. Use Brawl Recruit. Brawl Recruit is a Discord server that allows you to add people with their friend request links. Discord link will be in the description. 8. Use my comment section down below to find teammates. With your new trusty drafting tool, a clear plan to upgrade the best brawlers, and your rapidly growing friend list, you have now successfully learned how to win more ranked games without improving your skill. However, if you would like another guide on how to improve your in-game skill, please subscribe and comment any suggestions for tips that should be in future videos
down below.